We don't see things like that back home in Daly, Texas. Aunt Donetta grabs my hand and drags me across the street, and we go find my father, who's delivering a herd of our ranch horses to their winter jobs at a movie studio. The horses have been ferrying city kids and troops of Girl Scouts out at Boggy Bend Park all summer, so they're dog gentle, says my father, as he and the studio wrangler, Willie Wardlaw, watch the herd exit the trailer and blink in the bright California sunlight. The wrangler, my dad's old rodeo buddy, laughs.
Just because Girl Scouts can handle them horses don't mean movie actors can, he says.
Standing there in my new pink cowgirl suit, proudly wearing my latest goat-slapping championship belt buckle, I catalog that information in my 6-year-old brain. Movie actors are worse horse riders than Girl Scouts. Even at 6 years old, I have suspected as much from watching TV westerns, but my theory is confirmed when Willie grins and says,
"You know they only ride for the camera. Other than that, not a one of them knows the head from the hind end."
Then Willie walks away with his clipboard, leaving me to fret about abandoning our remuda in movie land. I've been worried about this all along because the horses are my personal friends and favorite playmates, except in the summer when the campground at Boggy Bend fills with yammering city kids who are fun to play kickball with but painfully ignorant about horses. I cling to my father's assurance that he has a sweet deal worked out to lease our horses for the winter, then bring them back to Daly in time for summer campers. He cannot believe the amount a movie studio is willing to pay for this. It's well worth the long haul from Texas in the rebuilt Ford pickup he has lovingly pieced together from spare parts. Aunt Donetta isn't worried about the paycheck or the horses, but she does have something on her mind. She tells my father about the dangerous hippies in the street. They're everywhere, singing, carrying anti-government signs, smoking, and being S-E-X-U-A-L, she spells this word, then blushes, in public. Los Angeles is one big full-scale hippie convention.
It's hardly a proper place for an impressionable child, she says, and frowns because, thanks to my father's part-time rodeo affliction,
my brother Kemp and I are often in improper places. We love those places, but Aunt Donetta feels the need to protect us, being as we have no mother to do it. She demands that my father take us home to Texas immediately. No, she does not want to see Hollywood Boulevard or Grauman's Chinese Theater. Our trip to California is ruined. Daddy and Aunt Donetta pack my little brother and me into the truck, and we head home, and I never go back to California again, even though my dad helped support his rodeo habit for years by supplying Willie Wardlaw with movie horses. In fact, our existence is all about horses. My father is certain that, since Kemp's only interest is sports, I'll be the one to take over the ranch, eventually. The day I gave up horses for a graduate teaching assistantship at Kansas State University and left Daly, Texas for good became the biggest disappointment of my father's life. At 29, I needed a clean break from the hometown, and even though my father knew the reasons, my leaving was hard for him to accept. For 2 years afterward, he pretended he didn't have a clue what I was doing way up north in Kansas. When he finally managed to navigate the university phone system and call my office, I knew something big was up.
Hey, Puggy, what you doing?
My father has forever insisted on calling me Puggy, despite the implied unattractiveness of it. In my family, you're saddled with a nickname the minute enough relatives make it to the hospital to establish a quorum. After that, you're stuck with it. My name is Lauren, but to my dad, I am forever Puggy. Eating a breakfast taco and grading anatomy finals, I replied. It's always entertaining. I wonder if some of these kids ever come to class. If they did, they'd know that a fracture of the first phalanx in a racing greyhound would be in the foot, not the mouth.